There was a time when I used to think that Uri Geller was at least a moderately skilled magician, though for the last 35 years, he's used essentially the same three tricks to fool his audiences. I now have to reevaluate my opinion of his skills, particularly his judgment of what he thinks he can actually get away with. The video that follows shows Mr. Geller on an Israeli TV morning show. The two hosts are subjected to a performance that must have seemed to them to be absolutely hilarious, though of course they don't proclaim any doubts that they could have had. Notice that Mr. Geller is first seen clutching what appear to be three spoons in his left hand, one of them separated out a little from the rest of them. One would normally think that these spoons could be left on the table, but he has his hand wrapped around them with some sort of a death grip. He takes one of the spoons in his right hand, concealing the center of it, and discards the others. He convulsively presses the selected spoon into the palm of the host and closes that man's fingers about it. Note, at no time do we see the center area of that spoon. They don't, and we don't. Perhaps Mr. Geller does. Next, we have the usual histrionics with cries of bend, 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 and the revelation that the spoon has eventually developed an S-shaped curve in the middle of it. We'd think that the host, the subject of this trick, would be interested in taking the spoon and examining, but he doesn't even touch it. He has no interest in it. Neither of them have any interest. There must be a good reason for that. Perhaps they weren't fooled at all. How did Geller ever imagine that he could get away such a blatant stunt? Anyone, regardless of age or experience, can see through this obvious flummery. It proves the point that I've been making for years now. Geller is a three-trick pony. It's hard to believe that he hasn't come up with anything new. But view the video clip, and I think you'll see clearly that Mr. Geller is rather desperate to introduce new material, but is floundering around trying to accomplish that end.